Hello friends, welcome to another beautiful week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode on Relationship Matters. Fumilayo Adepoju speaking. This week we shall be considering the first part of the topic I call Relationship Manners and Etiquette. You know, relationships are all about human connection done through love and understanding. Personal relationships are essential to our emotional well-being, so it's important to develop and nurture them to the best of your ability. Whether you're spending time with your spouse or hanging out with friends, there are some important behavior and manners that are expected of you. You know, at some point in every relationship, there seems to be an imaginary line that gets crossed when manners cease to be a priority. At the beginning of a relationship, your focus tends to be on putting your best foot forward. But as the relationship progresses and you begin to get more comfortable with each other, little things start to slide. And unfortunately, manners are often among those little things. Manners are a way we communicate our respect for other individuals. Holding the door open for another person shows that we are aware that they are there and that we want to make life a bit easier for them. You know, refraining from losing your temper in public shows that you respect the people around you enough to stop for a second and assess the situation. If exhibiting manners shows respect, imagine what not having them communicate. How do you feel when someone is rude to you or someone around you? What about when someone does something inconsiderate? If you get upset when people you don't know do these things, what do you think happens when manners get lost in a relationship? Be it marriage relationship or friendship or business relationship and what have you. You know, what is sad is that all of us tend to let things slide, especially when it comes to long-term relationships. The familiarity allows us to become insensitive to things we might never even conceive of doing to strangers. At times when we have a bad day at work, we snap at our spouse or children, thinking, oh, they will understand. But that is not supposed to be. You have to make a concerted effort to keep manners in all relationships in your life. So let me quickly take the first 5 points on relationship etiquette and manners. Number one, be others oriented. Be others oriented, meaning that relationship is not about you. It is about the way the other person feels in your presence. You need to stay aware of the person on the other side of the relationship. What is going on in their world? Be kind, even if it's in the workplace. Don't just bump on people and just all you are concerned about is the work. You also must be concerned about the people doing the work. You need to keep compliments alive, even in your long-term relationships at home, on the job, in your business, in church, wherever you find yourself. Remember the good things that built that relationship and keep doing them. Don't slack off and take that person for granted. You know, I remember a man sharing sometimes ago that, oh, while he was dating his wife before they got married, they go all places, they go on vacation, they go to picnic, they go to the beach, you know, they go to different places to hang out and have fun together. But now I've married, so why do I need to do all of that? The truth is, it's not supposed to be, because you need to remember those things that help you to build your relationship to that point in time. And you have to keep doing them to keep servicing the relationship to retain the same love. So you need to acknowledge the contribution of the other person in that relationship. So you must be others oriented. Number two, don't compare. Every individual is different. No two people will ever exactly be the same. Comparison is a relationship killer. It can be very discourteous. Never compare the other person with another. So be grateful for what this person brings to the relationship and be gracious in areas they fall short. You need to sincerely and genuinely appreciate people for who they are. Resist the temptation to compare. I remember a mother comparing a child with another child in the school that took a first position. And the mother was shouting on the child and say, does this person have two heads? And you know, this child went into depression. So you have to be very, very careful because it was not well managed. And this child grew, you know, had a serious hatred for the mother. So don't compare. No two individual is different. You can point out issues to encourage the other person to push further, but don't compare the other person in the relationship. Never compare your husband with his friends, and never compare your children with your neighbor's children. You can point out areas that they need to grow and improve, and do that objectively. Okay, so let's move on. Number three, dress appropriately. You will not think of wearing your batting suit to a corporate function or a formal gown to a backyard barbecue. You know, you need to wear appropriate clothing for the occasion, whether on a date or in the office. How you dress affects your relationships. If you dress in a sloppy manner, people will treat you accordingly. You know, from the boardroom to social events, you must find out rules concerning attire and follow them. This keeps you and others from embarrassing moments and is part of relationship etiquette. Number four now. So keep electronic communication respectful. You must keep in mind to treat online contacts, whether through your social media or electronic devices, and relationships over the phone with the same respect you would show in person. The individual on the other hand of an email or text or phone call is no less of a person than someone you encounter face to face. Never send anything you type when you are angry or upset. Do not say anything electronically that you would not be willing to see on the front page of the newspaper. This is very, very critical. You know, this rule of respect applies in social settings as well. When communicating electronically, please excuse yourself and keep it private. The whole room does not need to hear your conversation. You must take note of this. And if you have an emergency while in a meeting, quietly excuse yourself. But if it's not an emergency, then wait till the meeting is ended. The truth is, poor electronic communication skills can create havoc in relationships. You see a child trying to get attention of the parents, but the parents are busy on their phones, pressing phones, not even giving listening ear to the child. This happens in homes. So poor electronic communication skills can actually create havoc in relationships, and you must take note of that carefully. Number five, be a good listener. If you want to know more about listening, I took a podcast on it some weeks back. You can check it out. But let me quickly say that it's nice to have your say, but there are times when you need to keep short and simply listen. You need to be a good listener. Number one, don't let distractions pull your attention from the conversation. Two, give the other person a chance to finish what he or she is saying before you interject. Three, know when to remain silent. Four, do your best to put yourself in the other person's position. Empathy is essential to being a good listener. It also helps put the other person at ease. Number five, when the opportunity presents itself, then ask a relevant question. With that, you must have understood fully what the other person is trying to communicate. So let me say in conclusion of this first part of this teaching that your relationship is like a mirror. Treat people the way you want to be treated. So this week I challenge you to make a conscious effort to show the people in your life that you respect them. Till I come your way again, keep winning in your relationships. God bless you.